Let's go on to another doctrine that distinguishes us as the church of God from the false church. Praise the Lord. It goes along with perfection, that is sinlessness. Amen. Many people teach today that we sin every day. Amen. Before I came to the church of God, I wasn't living in sin, but I would say we're all sinners saved by grace. Have you heard that? I would say it and I didn't even know what I was saying until my eyes were open. And now I hear it, I go, how foolish. They're saying they're sinners that are saved by grace. If they're saved by grace, they should no longer be sinners. Yes. Amen? I hope that isn't coming out from your lips. Oh, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Listen to what you're saying. It's not true. It's a tactic of the devil. It's a lie. Amen? Praise the Lord. Revelation 1, verse 5. Revelation 1, verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is faithful, who is the faithful witness, amen, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings, praise the Lord, he's worthy to be praised, saints.
Amen.
Prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins, amen, in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be what? Quietness? To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Who gives glory to Jesus tonight?
Amen.
Amen. It's glory to God. Praise the Lord. We are thankful to you. We honor you, Jesus. Amen. Did you catch what it says in there? Washed us from our sins. I would teach that he had washed us of our sins. And I had not noticed, believe it or not, from age 11 reading the Bible until just 12 years ago. I had not noticed that he said he washed us from our sins. He washed us of our sins, but he washed us from. We're separate from sins anymore. Amen? Amen. He washed us from our sins by his blood.
Amen.
Well, at least those of us that have gone on to perfection. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's go to Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. This is the one that opened my eyes when I was arguing and standing firm on my ground that we should not be so self-righteous as to say that we cannot sin. It's not right, I said. I was telling the saints that. I laugh at my own self. And here I had been reading this verse all the time. And when I read it later on in my studies, the Lord opened my eyes to understand that true, justified, sanctified saints can have victory over sin. Matthew 1, 21. And she shall bring forth a son, Mary, shall bring forth a son called Jesus. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Okay? Can you imagine a person, you're a lifeguard and somebody's drowning where you're watching them. They're drowning in the ocean where you're guarding. They're about to die. And you run in there and jump in there and you get them from the neck and you swim back to the shore. You pump out the water. What did you just do for them? You saved them from drowning, from dying. Wouldn't it be foolish if that person keeps on saying, I'm drowning, when they've already been saved from drowning? Oh, I drown every day. Amen? Yes? Once Jesus has taken us out of the ocean of sin, we're no longer drowning in it. Amen? Listen to what it says. He shall save his people from their sins.
Amen.
If you are still sinning, you have not been saved.
That's right.
Not Brother Tony says it, the Bible says it. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Saved from our sins.
Amen.
Picking at Sister Lisette a lot tonight. What if a man came and started strangling Sister Lisette over there? And Brother Doug goes over there and grabs that man by the neck and holds him back and takes him away from Sister Lisette. What did he just do? He saved her from that man that was choking her. Amen. He took that man away from her. Should she say, somebody's still choking me? I'm being choked yet? No, she's been saved from that man that was choking her. You know that sin has a death grip on people and he's choking them? The sin of vices, drugs, the sin of adultery, fornication, the sin of anger, malice, wrath, envy, strife is choking them. But when we call out to Jesus, I repent, save me. We call out to him,
amen.
Our superhuman, immortal Savior, Jesus Christ, the real Superman, will come and save us. Amen?
Amen?
save us from our sins.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thanks. I'm so thankful that sin does not have a chokehold on me any longer. Nor on you if you've gone unto perfection. Amen?
Yes.
He saved us from our sins. Romans 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? The question is, shall we? Do you say yes?
No.
Verse 2, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? That's so clear to me. Is it clear to you? If we are dead to sin, how are we going to live to any longer? Amen. We're dead to sin. Verse 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion, over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. Instruments unto sin, that we should not be instruments unto sin. How many of you would take your toothbrush that you use to brush your teeth and brush the dogs on this campground with it and then go put it back and use it the next morning? How many of you would do that? Would you do that? I hope not. I hope you would not do that. I wouldn't. I doubt that you would. We are God's toothbrush. We are God's instrument. Amen? We've been set apart for a specific purpose and use to declare His holiness and righteousness. Amen? I don't want to take God's toothbrush and use it to wipe the world with it, brush the world's teeth. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We have victory to not do that. Amen. We have the wisdom not to do that. We want to keep His toothbrush holy and sanctified and perfect. Amen. He's worthy of it. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you would take your toilet brush, the one you use to clean your toilet? I hope you clean inside your toilet. The toilet brush that you have at home to keep that toilet sparkling clean. How many would take that brush, amen, and comb your hair with it? Amen. Well, when we had our house cleaning business, there was a little boy called Noah. And he wanted to copy me. He got a little basket like I had and a little duster. And he saw me clean the toilet. And he reached for his mother's hairbrush. And I didn't notice I was cleaning. And he was just like 4 years old. And as she walked in, he was about to stick it in the toilet and clean the toilet with it. Oh, no, 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 no. That's for Mama to comb her hair, she said. How many of you have heard, no, no, no. That's the Lord's. Don't stick it in that toilet. Amen?
Right.
We want to keep it sanctified and holy.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We have that wisdom and the power to do that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There is a man in nominal Christianity. He wrote a book called Classic Christianity. It's called Bob George. I'm not advocating that you follow him at all. I'm just going to use this example to give him the credit. From his book, he used an example of a wealthy man. So he said that there was a wealthy man that owned a chain of restaurants. And he saw a bum, a poor person, out in the trash cans, out in the dumpsters, rummaging through the trash can looking for leftover food. And he was touched by compassion. He came up to him and said, you don't have to do that anymore. I'm going to give you a free pass, a free meal ticket to eat in any restaurants that I own for the rest of your life. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And catch this. Can you picture him going again the next day? Now that he has this ticket, this free pass to the buffet, sizzling steak, caviar, shrimp, lobster, pizza, whatever you like, it's there. All kinds of desserts, ice cream and pudding and whatever your favorite dessert is. It's there. Would you go back to the dumpster and start rummaging through the dumpster? No. How could you? You've tasted the riches of the glory and the grace of God. We cannot go back. We don't want to go back.
Amen.
But imagine that man rummaging back and then go, and the man catch him saying, what are you doing? Oh, I'm looking for leftover chicken. It doesn't make any sense, does it? That's what nominal Christianity does today.
That's right.
They're out there rummaging in the trash can and the filth of the television, looking for something to satisfy their souls. Yeah. Oh, that hurts, Brother Tony. They're in the trash can of lust and adultery and fornication,
Amen.
Looking for something to satisfy their soul, in the trash can and the dumpster of drugs, looking for something to satisfy their soul. When you can get acquainted with that rich man that owns all these restaurants,
Amen.
He's called Jesus, he's the bread of life, he's got the living crystal clear water flowing from his throne.
Amen.
All you have to do is say, Lord, have mercy on me. Save me. Forgive me. I want to be saved. I'm tired of rummaging through the trash can of this world. The sin. Amen? Yes. Do you understand?
Yes.
Let us not yield our members as instruments unto sin, but instruments of righteousness unto God. Amen?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. The Epistle of John, right before the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 3, excuse me. Chapter 3, 3. This is what convinced me the most. I had read this, but I would say it doesn't really mean that we don't sin. Amen. I would say that. 1 John 3:3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself. Listen to it. Pure. Pure means pure. Purifieth himself even as he is pure. As pure as Jesus. As pure as God the Father. Verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. Verse 5. And ye know that he was manifested to take away. There it is again. We've been saved from our sins. We've been washed from our sins. And he came to take away. To do what? To take away our sins. Take them all away. To take away our sins. And in him is no sin. If we are like Jesus and there's no sin in him,
Amen.
That means there's no sin in us. Amen. If we are really saved. Verse 6, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. It's very clear, it does not sin if we abide in him. Now, are we saying that a real justified or sanctified person does not have the capacity to sin? Yes, we do. I have a mouth that I can sin with, hands, feet. I have the capacity, but I have power to not sin.
Amen?
Amen? There's a difference between capacity, the ability to do it, and the power and strength to not do it. Amen? Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. The person that is sinning has really never gotten a real vision of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, of the truth, and they don't even know him. I don't say it. Don't get upset with me. The Bible says it. 7, verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. Are you letting somebody deceive you and tell you that you can't get the victory over the sin? Come tonight and get the victory over your sin. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. There we go again, even as God is righteous.
Amen.
Verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the
devil.
And where is the devil going to be cast? Into the lake of fire. After people are brought out of hell, they're going to be cast into the lake of fire. And the false prophet will be there too. You want to be holding and taking advice from that false prophet? Go ahead. You're going to be cast in with him into the lake of fire. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of... What was the purpose? To leave us imperfect weaklings with no power over victory over sin? No, praise the Lord. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil, which is sin.
Amen.
9. Whosoever, not 90% of the congregation, whosoever is born of God doth not... N-O-T, commit sin. I don't say it. The Bible says it. I say it too, but I mean, it doesn't originate with me. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. Cannot. Do not listen to the devil tell you cannot quit sinning. God says you cannot sin.
Amen.
Verse 10. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither hath he love, neither he that loveth not his brother. I like a brother that came to our home for a visit, and he was sharing to me about the thoughts and ideas in the Bible about not sinning, and he used an example that I have clung on to. He told a story from this phrase, cannot sin. He told a story about an example that had been used with him. Maybe you've heard it. I don't know. But he used an example that I really like. He talked about, let's Imagine that there's a mother in the 15th floor of a high-rise building, and the baby has been crying for weeks, and she's about to go crazy. And she looks down those 15 floors, and the thought comes to her mind, if I throw this baby out the window, he'll stop crying. Now, a sane mother, can she throw her baby out the window? No, she cannot throw her baby out the window. Amen. The thought might have crossed her mind, but she cannot throw her baby out the window. Why? There's she's bound to the baby. There's a love in her that she just cannot do it. Now, does she have the capacity to do it? She has the hands and the ability to do it, but can she? She cannot. If we have a romance, love relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot throw him out the window and sin. Amen? We love him too much. Amen. We're endeared to him. He's more precious to us than a baby. Amen. More precious to us than our child that we might have born or fathered. Amen?
Amen.
We cannot. That's what it's trying to say here, I believe. Also, the nature from God, that sinless nature from God, that nature cannot sin. It does not have the capacity. The new nature from God cannot sin. If we're born again and the seed remains in us, that nature in us cannot sin. That's what it's saying right here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks be unto the Lord. Thanks be unto the Lord. Help us, Lord. Lord, have mercy. It says in John, the Gospel of John, John 8:31. Praise the Lord. Jesus speaking, and Jesus, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. Those that believed on him, this is what he taught them. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free from what? Verse 34. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Amen. Can you imagine a prisoner serving 30 years in prison, and he's out of the prison? Amen? Yes. And saying, I am still a prisoner behind bars when he's already free? That prisoner is going, woo, back, woo-hoo-hoo. He's not going to be saying, I'm a prisoner anymore. He's going to say, I am free. Amen. I'm no longer behind those bars. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
If you are still saying, I'm still behind the bar of anger and I can't forgive my sister, it's sin not to forgive.
That's right.
You need to be sanctified tonight. You need to be perfected, made complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if you are under his word and you are following his word and you continue in his word, you are his disciple indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. From what? From sin.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thanks be unto the Lord. We are prisoners that have been set free. Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
There might be some that have not been.
That's right.
Come tonight and receive salvation. Come tonight and receive sanctification if you are, sir. Perfection. Amen?
Yes.
Praise be unto the Lord. One more verse. Brother Wall mentioned this the other day. Jim Wall. It says in John 8, verse 11, she said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. The adulterous woman, there's going to be stoned. We're not going to go into the story. You know this already. I'm just including it in here. Amen. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
Amen.
She was caught in adultery, a sin. Jesus was telling her, go and sin no more. Do you think it would have been fair for him to tell her something that she did not have the ability to do? He was going to give her the ability to not sin anymore.
Amen.
Go and sin no more.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You can go tonight and sin no more.
That's right.
If you will only come get what it
Amen.
Takes to sin no more.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thanks be unto the Lord.